Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So people keep asking me this question, and of course, as a positive Pete, I think it's crazy. All wrestling eras are awesome. Even I think that's baloney. That would be really, really stupid. This is obviously a huge lie, because the thing with wrestling is that it never stops. It does go 365 days a year, and you get show after show after show. Nobody has that perfect of a batting average. Sometimes, you're gonna knock it into the floor. What is the absolute rock bottom, though, for each company? Let's find out. Now, there are seven main ones that we are gonna go through, so your favorite may not be here. And let's start with the trend that is never going to die, which pleases me. TNA. Now, we all know that all Total Nonstop Action needed to do was be a good number two to WWE. And yet, over the years, until really the most recent era, they didn't know what they wanted to be. That was really confusing. Now, you can't say the promotion totally screwed it up, because again, they are still alive in 2024. But yeah, when we do go back to January 2010, it all kind of fell into the mud for a bit. And this is mostly because TNA did bring in Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff. And the first thing they did was send Hulk to the ring, who was like, rah, 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 we're going to get rid of the six-sided ring because the four-sided one is better. But the way he said this, it was so disparaging to what TNA had been doing before. It was almost like he was going, well, you all screwed up and now I got to sort it out. Hogan was also soon bringing in his friends too. And at one point, Val Venus was even there, which didn't make any sense. And the real overwhelming problem seemed to be that Hogan and Eric hadn't really been keeping an eye on the modern day of professional wrestling. So they were just doing what they did before. That was never going to work. Years and years had passed. The following 6 months too, in terms of stories, saw Abyss get power from Hulk Hogan's magical Hall of Fame ring. And I'm not kidding. AJ Styles became Ric Flair's lackey, and people like Orlando Jordan were beating Samoa Joe. You tell me. Nigel McGuinness's Desmond Wolfe also was just involved in sometimes being there, and sometimes vanishing completely, and the Nasty Boys got a win over Team 3D. I don't get it. We also went away from the more longer TNA banger matches to really short ones, and of course the core fan base didn't like that at all. The last people you want to annoy is those individuals that will turn up every week. So it was just too much of what we've seen before, because a lot of this was a bit like the dying days of WCW. Well, it didn't work then, and it sure as hell didn't work here. We shall move on to NXT after this. My word, it's been through so many changes. Now, depending on where you start as well, it actually goes from the strangest program you've ever seen in your life to one of the best ever. I mean, it's had so many different facelifts, where do you even begin? Now, you're probably thinking I'm going to be talking about when it was an odd reality TV show, but the deal is, it was meant to be an odd reality TV show, so it did exactly what it says on the tin. That's the same with NXT 2.0. It always pretended that it was going to be a bit campy and a bit over the top, and it was, and many a time it was quite entertaining. Therefore, we do have to go for the Capitol Wrestling Center era, although this really isn't anybody's fault. But because of the pandemic, and because we were stuck in the Performance Center, my word, just try watching it now. It just feels so damn depressing. This was, of course, because it did have a dark, gritty aesthetic, and the matches were really good. I just think at that time we needed some colour, which probably explains why NXT 2.0 had the craziest palette ever. I think it's best summed up with Tommaso Ciampa versus Johnny Gargano's cinematic match. Like, that was a treat to watch. But after about 45 minutes, well, you just wanted it to finish. Because again, we weren't allowed to go outside. What else is there to do? So it really was a mission in trying to fill content. And actually, I think you can get something from every single era of NXT. But if you asked me to skip one, well, I'd probably pick this. And it's the one you've been waiting for next. It's WCW Thunder. I mean, my gosh. You want to come in here right now and say, Simon, there was no good era when it came to WCW Thunder. I totally agree. I mean, it's definitely one of the reasons World Championship Wrestling went down the pan, and the fact it came so soon after the Starrcade 97 debacle with Hulk Hogan and Sting was like a double slap in the face. Even Eric Bischoff knew this was a good idea and was saying, I don't think we should do this, because we already had 3 hours of Nitro. Where the hell were we going to get the extra resources? If you do want to go to the bottom of the barrel, though, find the May 2020 New York episode, because it will blow your brain. It was classic Vince Russo too, because the rules here was that we were going to continue the Millionaire versus New Blood feud, but it was going to be so damn aggressive and over the top, we didn't even need referees. It meant that it was the wrestlers that had to do their own counts and have a guess how many people did a fast count or tried to screw over their opponent. None of them. They called it down the middle. I mean, what are we doing? Fights then magically became table matches for no reason. And I'm going to have to read this because it's so complicated. But the best part, this is all true, is when Ric Flair defeated Billy Kidman when Kevin Nash hit a powerbomb on Mike Awesome. I don't know what to do. It's 2 + 2 = potato. And the absolute worst extra is that WCW did all this nonsensical stuff all the time. So don't pretend that WCW just died. No, it didn't. They were responsible for a lot of it. And as we are talking about World Championship Wrestling, let's get to the good stuff.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Nitro, and then you know the name of this video, let's instantly go back to the bad stuff. Now it is a proper game changer when you do go through the whole thing today. I mean, they were doing things that just made you go, wow. And of course, if you want to talk about negative Nancy elements, a lot of people go to the year 2000. I actually believe it all fell apart, though, in the first quarter of 1999. And that's the reason 1 year later we were scrambling, because we'd done the damage back here. I mean, the January 4th episode was the dreaded finger poke of doom, and we all know what happened there. And actually, if you jump forward 4 weeks, you can believe it, it got even worse. Because during a terrible show-long storyline, Eric Bischoff and the NWO had turned on Ric Flair and driven him to the desert because they wanted to bury him in the sand. And, oh yeah, let's not pretend, Bischoff was pretending to be Ric Flair's driver during all of this. So the whole time he was doing faces like this, because you were meant to know he was going to double-cross him, it was shit. Somehow Flair returned at the end, so who the hell saved him, we were never told. And what happened when he got to the ring? The New World Order kicked his ass again. What a crappy babyface. Now, one of the reasons WCW did this is because they were watching Raw going, well, they have show-long storylines, so we better do the same thing. And we've already talked about this, we'll talk about it again. That's not what the core fan base wanted, so it was a thumbs down. It also meant that one of WCW's major calling cards was totally marginalized because we were doing this, meaning the undercard matches, which were always great, they just got thrown out the window too. Perry Saturn was also told to wear a dress so he could lose to Jerry Flynn. Bret Hart was facing Will Sasso in comedy matches. And Torrie Wilson was involved in a horrible angle regarding a hotel. The less said about that, the better. It's offensive. We could go on, but just remember, within 2 years, WCW was gone. I've said it once, I'll say it twice. This didn't just happen. A lot of people were responsible for it. Let's jump forward to the future now, though. AEW Dynamite. Now, the fact it's only been going 5 years means we don't have that much to choose from. But actually, if you do a quick straw poll of the fans, most people point
to 2023.
Now, this would be the latter half of the year when AEW was trying new things. And of course, one of the big ones, I mean, it kind of ties in, I suppose, is they want to do a big old storyline featuring the big question, who was behind the devil's masks? No need to do that with my hands. Now, instantly, a lot of individuals saw this as a betrayal, because this is not what AEW was born out of. Why are we trying to do these things? Now, I actually give them a little bit of a pass, because again, they are a brand new company. If you don't throw anything at the wall, you don't know what's going to stick. We also had a lot of matches that just kind of came from nowhere. There is another asterisk here. All Elite Wrestling did lose loads of major players when it came to the MJF Adam Cole thing, so then they had to keep retroactively trying to fix it. And after a while, well, it didn't make much sense. MJF took a lot of flack for that as well, and people weren't massively into everything that Kenny Omega and Don Callis were doing. But even Tony Khan heard this one, and what did he do at the latter end of this? He went, oh, hey ho, let's do the Continental Classic, and everybody was happy again. You do have to admit that a lot of the audience was a bit slapdash when it came to the Devil's Henchmen too. Mostly because somehow they kept shape-shifting every single week. I suppose they were proved right as well, because again, as we already touched upon, Tony Khan did go back to the old way, or the 2021 way, I suppose, and that has to set them up for a very good 2024, but again, just go on message boards and read. People weren't massively fond of 2023. We then go back in time again next, though, to SmackDown 2011. Now, this has happened a few times over the years. This was the first one, so it is the worst. Because around this time, WWE just went, well, we don't really want to do two shows, and we love Raw, so SmackDown is just going to become like a highlight show for what we did on Monday nights, and you'd watch it and be like, there's nothing to take away from this. And there were some diamonds in the rough in the sense that Mark Henry was doing his Hall of Pain run, and the Christian versus Randy Orton feud was very good. But otherwise, it was so dedicated to telling you what happened on Raw. Why would we even bother watching? All the matches are bizarre too, because look at this. Now, fair enough, on a September show, the Big Show did defeat Randy Orton, but you also had Ryback versus Tensai, Chris Masters versus Vladimir Kozlov, and MVP versus Festus. Now, those last two matches didn't even happen, but did you know that? Did it click into your brain? It probably didn't, because once again, 2011 SmackDown, well, it's basically pointless. But that still makes me sad because it was such a waste. I mean, look how well we're doing now. Given that we have talked about Raw, let's get into that too. Now, it's been going so long, there are definitely a bunch of years that you can call out, such as 2002, when we did the Katie Vick storyline. Now, this was so long ago, some people don't know about this, and trust Uncle Miller, you do not want to look it up. 2020 will always be bad, because again, we've already talked about the pandemic that ruined everything. But I actually think when you get into the nitty-gritty, 2019 was pretty damn rubbish. I mean, don't forget there was a reason that this was the period when AEW was able to find an audience, because you watched Raw and it did that awful thing. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. It was just so drab and in the middle. It was also a time where we would humiliate people as best as we possibly could, especially if they were in the hometowns. Vince McMahon got obsessed with 2 out of 3 falls matches. And do you know why he booked this? Because he thought it worked well with the ad breaks. Now look, what do I know? Nothing. I'm an idiot. But I'm pretty sure if you have a creative show, don't shape it based on your commercials. Seth Rollins also had to totally change his character because we nerfed him at the Hell in a Cell. Otherwise, nothing happens. Like some stories do begin, but then you tune in the next week, we're just not talking about him anymore. We also had the fallout of not making our mind up what we wanted to do with Roman Reigns over the previous years. So it's just, well, it's a bit of a directionless mess. When you could honestly tune in any given Monday, watch that episode, forget about it for 6 months, and tune into another one, and it's like they existed in separate worlds. There was no connective tissue at all. Crowds around this period also felt fatigued, and also numbers were dwindling too, so you wouldn't even get the mad adrenaline rush of thousands of people going, oh, I can't believe it. Seriously, I sat down to try and watch a few of these just to put my mindset back in it, and it ain't great. Nothing really happens. So now you know what not to watch, although with the WWE stuff, you probably should, because it will make you laugh out loud. But again, I'm a massive moron. I don't have the answers. There's a comment box down there. Tell me what you think about all of this. Also, click the video on the screen, which is 10 exact moments WWE stories lost us. And again, there is a reason for that. Otherwise, like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Thank you for joining me, my friends. See you soon.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.